Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Well, hey, here at North Point in 2022, we have said that this is our year to advance. That's right. This is our year to advance in 2022. And we've talked about what are we advancing into. And we said this is our year to advance, but it is our year to advance into abundance. It is our year to advance into what God said was possible. And so when we start thinking about that, what did God say was possible? We go to the words of Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 10. And Jesus says, hey, I came that you might have and enjoy life, that you might have it to the full in abundance until it overflows. And that's where we get the concept or the term that says Jesus came for us to have the abundant life. It comes out of this promise that Jesus made in John 10, verse 10, that he came that we might have this type of experience here on the earth. He didn't just come for eternal life in heaven, which he did, but he also came that we would have abundant life here on the earth. And if we're going to arrive at and live out this thing called the abundant life here on earth, then we're going to have to be able to reset along the journey. And right now we are in a series entitled Reset. And I really believe that this ability to reset, this reset mindset that we started talking about last week, I believe that it's really critical. You know, it's critical for an athlete to have success. They've got to be able to reset. A golfer, you can't carry your last bad shot into your next shot. As a baseball player, you can't carry the last strikeout into your next at bat. You have to be able to reset, but it translates from the athletic field into life and even into following Jesus. I believe this reset mindset will allow us to be better disciples of Jesus. And we looked last week at the definition of the word reset. I'm going to bring it back. Two definitions that we're paying attention to for the series. And the first is this, to set again. To set again. And that is like a broken bone. We're talking about a hard reset. And sometimes in life, there are things that are broken. Sometimes in our lives, even in this season of life, there might be something in your life. It might be a relationship. It might be a career path. And it seems completely broken. And there needs to be a hard reset. But more times than not, the second definition is what we're really talking about. And that is to set, adjust, or fix in a new or different way. And this would be like to reset your goals or to reset your priorities. To set, adjust, or fix in a new or different way. Now, for many of us, we set a direction or we set some priorities maybe coming into 2022, but we all need to reset along the year and reset along the journey. Why? Because stuff happens. Stuff has already happened in 2022. Things have happened in these last 7.5 months. There are people in the room right now who have gone through some brand new family issues. There are some people in the room that have gotten divorced. There are some people in the room that have had to relocate. They've moved from another city. Now they are here. There's some people in the room who might have lost their job. They might have gotten a bad report from the doctor. Maybe they lost someone in their family. We have all gone through things, and all of these things, really what they are moments or are potential things that could distract us. They are things that could discourage us. They are things that could create a detour out of the disappointments that we've faced. And this is why we have to talk about this thing called reset. Now remember, the abundant life that Jesus promised, it doesn't mean that everything in our life is going to go our way. It doesn't mean that things are going to work out perfectly, because the same God, Jesus, that said, I came that you would have the abundant life, he also says this in John 16. He says, I have told you these things, which the things that he was telling him were really difficult things and hard to hear. And he says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation, trials, and distress, and frustration, and somebody say amen. That's what we have in the world. That's what we have in relationships. That's what we have. We have trials and we have trouble and we have distress and we have frustration. But Jesus says this, but be of good cheer. That means that you can take courage. You can be confident. You can be certain. You can live undaunted. Jesus says, for I have overcome the world, meaning I have deprived it of the power to harm you and have conquered it for you. You see, this truth about the trials and tribulations in this life, that does not cancel out or nullify the previous statement that Jesus made about the abundant life. On the surface level, we could say this, that these statements appear to be contradictory. But in reality, if you go to a deeper level, the statement that Jesus makes in John 10:10 about the abundant life, it's not contradictory. It actually makes it even more powerful because it lets us know this truth, that what God can do in us is greater than anything that can happen to us. So he says, I have a promise for you that you can live this life, that you can have life, that you can have it to the full in abundance until it overflows. He says, that's my promise to you. However, you also do need to know that as long as you are here on this thing called earth, rotating and whatever it's called, or orbiting around the sun, whatever we are doing right now, as we are spinning on axis, it's way beyond my mind. Okay, but whatever it is that we are doing, he says, as long as you're here, you need to know something. You're going to have trouble and trials. There's going to be sorrow and disappointment. There's going to be distress and frustrations, and you need to know that what I have the ability to do in you is greater than anything that will ever show up in front of you. Now think about this for a moment. Jesus deprived your situation of the power to overcome your peace and joy. Jesus deprived your situation, your circumstance, your hard times. He deprived it of the power to steal or rob your peace and joy. Now, that doesn't mean you won't get sad. Sad things happen. You will get sad. It just means that you don't have to live in despair. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get disappointed. It just means that you don't have to live your life discouraged. Why? Because Jesus overcame all of those things so that you could overcome them in your life. You say, how does that happen? It's because the supernatural power of God in you supersedes the natural situations that you are walking through. The power in you is greater than whatever it is that you face. And once again, this doesn't mean that the problems aren't there. It doesn't mean that we live denying reality. No, there are problems. They are there. It's what Jesus was telling us. As long as we're here, you are going to have problems. It just simply means that we live knowing that God's promises have more power over our present and future than our problems do. And this is why this reset mindset is so important for us. Because there are two things as human beings that we are really good at. We are really good at remembering our problems and forgetting his promises. We are really good. I mean, we are really good. I mean, and now psychologists even tell us as they are studying the brain, the one thing that humans are really good at is remembering the bad. I mean, the percentage that we remember the bad over the good is astounding. We remember the bad things that happen to us, and we struggle to remember the good things that happen to us. Well, now, if that is true about our lives, think about this. The things that happened in your past, you can remember so many bad. I mean, man, if we took out a list, we just start writing all the bad things and start asking you, what about the good things? It's like, oh, you know, two, three, three, four, three, you know, it's like, oh. But we remember the bad. Why? Because that we are human beings, and this is what we're good at. We're good at remembering the bad. Well, think about, we're not just trying to remember when we're talking about God's promises to us. We're not just trying to remember something that actually happened to us. We're trying to remember about something that God said was actually in front of us. If we're not good at remembering the good behind us, how do we think we're going to be good at remembering what God said was in front of us that we hadn't even experienced yet? So we have to understand we are really, really good at remembering our problems. But we are not so good at we are also very good at forgetting his promises. And our problems are easier to remember. Why? Because they're right in front of us, right? And then it's so easy to forget his promises. Why? Because we don't keep them in front of us as much as we keep our problems in front of us. So it makes sense why we remember our problems, because they're right here, man. They're real life. I mean, it's just right here in front of us. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm dealing with it. But I don't remember his promises. Why? Because I don't keep it in front of me. Well, David, in the book of Psalms, he writes, and we just sang about David a moment ago. David was a king in Israel. They say he's the greatest king in Israel. God says this about David, that David was a man after his own heart. And when God says that about something, like, I want to examine their life a little bit, right? I want to see how they think and how they live. And this is a psalm that David wrote. It's a prayer that David wrote. And he says in Psalm 103, verse 1, he says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name." Praise the Lord, my soul. You see, in this moment, David is commanding his soul to praise the Lord. What is it? This is like some spiritual self-talk here. David is talking to himself and he's saying, hey, listen, this is what you are going to do. You are going to praise the Lord. I know things might not be going good and you didn't get a good report, and I know that things might not be operating the way that you want them in your family, and I know you got some challenges, but hey, soul, listen up. This is what we are going to do right now. We are going to praise the Lord. That is what we are going to do. David is talking to himself. He says, this is what we're going to do. We're going to praise the Lord. And then he says this, and forget not all his benefits. And don't forget all of his benefits. Then he starts talking about the benefits. Who forgives all of your sins. Now, David he's talking to himself. He's talking to us, but he's talking to himself. Who forgives all of your sins and heals all of your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Here is David talking to himself. And this is the man who is after God's own heart, according to God. This is the greatest king in the history of Israel. And he is having to talk to himself and say, hey, listen, soul, you might not feel like it today, but this is what we are going to do. We are going to praise and glorify and magnify and worship the name of the Lord. And listen, guess what else we're going to do? We are going to remember all of his benefits, because we're not good at that. I remember all the bad things that happened this week and all the bad things that happened. But listen, what we're going to do, so, hey, listen, I'm talking to you right now. We're going to remember his benefits. And then he just starts listing them. He is the one that has forgiven all of my sins. He's the one that heals our diseases. He's the one that redeems our life from the pit. He's the one that crowns us with love and compassion. He's the one that satisfies our desires with good things. And he is the one that renews us like an eagle. Now, one purpose of remembering, or as David says here, of not forgetting, whichever way you want to look at it, one purpose of remembering who God is and what he has done is so that your youth, or more specifically, your strength, right, that your strength is renewed like the eagle. Why is it important that your strength is renewed like the eagle? Because where God wants to take you, you're going to have to soar. You're going to have to soar. And if our mind is more consumed with and convinced of the problems around us than the promises God has given us, then we won't be able to soar. Why? Because we will all be weighed down. If we don't remember the right things, if we only remember the bad and we remember the problems, we will live way down. So David said, hey, listen, soul, we're going to praise because we're trying to go up somewhere, and we're going to remember all of his benefits because we're trying to go somewhere. So we got to remember the right things so that we can soar to the heights that God wants us to go. But if we don't, then we get weighed down. And we talked last week in Hebrews chapter 12. Let me just remind you. It says, let us throw off everything that hinders us, right, and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. See, we can't run the race and we can't soar to the heights that God wants us to if we are carrying what hinders us. And what hinders us? Well, what is that? What hinders us? What hinders us is what sticks to us. What sticks to us? Mistakes, regrets, offense, bitterness, labels, shame. These are things that stick to us. The shoulda, coulda, wouldas of life, right? I should have done this. I could have done that. I would have had this different if I would. And that's what sticks to us. And what sticks to us hinders us. And what hinders us weighs us down. That's what we've been talking about. It's so much easier for us to remember our mistakes than it is to remember His mercy. It's so much easier for us to remember the labels that other people have given us than the name that God has given us. It's so much easier for us to remember the struggles of our past than it is for us to remember and think about the promises of the future that God has for us. So if we don't intentionally reset, I want you to see this. So we're talking about this, but if we don't intentionally reset, what happens is we get stuck with what hinders us from advancing instead of moving into what can help us to actually advance in these areas of our life. This is why the reset mindset is so important, because if we don't reset, then we tend to forget, right? If we don't reset, if you don't build this principle into your life, a principle of the reset mindset, and if we don't reset, then we tend to forget. What do we forget? We forget our blessings. We forget our mission. We forget our purpose. We forget our direction. And if we forget that, then all we are left with is the stuff that weighs us down. And this is how people say, I'm on a downward spiral, right? I am moving downhill, right? Because that's what happens when you get weighed down. And when you get weighed down, there are things sticking to you that God said, you got to throw that. That's going to hinder you. You got to get that off of you. Why? So that you can run and so that you can soar into this life that God has for each and every one of us. But if we don't reset, then we're going to forget what we actually need to remember. And we looked at this quote last week by Richie Norton, and we'll talk about it every week, and that is that every sunset is an opportunity to reset. Every sunset is an opportunity to reset. And don't forget that God hardwired you for the necessity of reset. You are wired to reset. So if God wired you to reset and you are not resetting, then something's off. God wired you to reset. Remember we talked about Jesus in the prayer when he said, give us today our daily bread. Jesus teaching us how to pray. And he didn't say, hey, give us the bread we need for this week. Give us the bread we need for this life. He says, when you pray, assuming you're going to pray every day, and when you pray every day, you pray for the bread for that day. Why? Because every day we need to reset for the day. Because we can't carry all the stuff of yesterday into the day. We got to make sure we reset. Every sunset is an opportunity for reset. You know, for the last few years, with my older two girls, Carolina Lee and Julietta, who we affectionately call Juju, I'd say, hey, today's going to be a great day. I said, you know how I know that? They say, why, Daddy? You know, and I say, because we're going to make it great. And I'll come back and I say, hey, girls, today we're going to have a great day. Do you know how Dad knows that? Why, Daddy? Because we're going to make it great. And then they start catching on because they're smart kids, thanks to their mom. And they start catching on. And I go in and I say, hey, we're going to have a great day. Do you know how I know that? Because we're going to make it great. Yeah, that's it. Good job, because we're going to make it great. And it had been a long time since I had said this, and we're just starting back school, and our kids have been homeschooled for the last couple years, and they're going back to school this year. And so it's like the first week of school, and so they're all coming downstairs, and I'm like, hey, girls, today we're going to have a great day. Do you know how I know that? And Juju says, because we're going to make it great. I said, that's right, Juju, we're going to make it great. And then we get in the car and I'm driving them to the bus out here that takes them to Evangelist. I'm driving them up here and I'll go drop them off. And then we start reciting the scripture. So we're still talking about, we're going to have a great day. We're going to make it a great day. And then we go to this scripture and they know the scripture. So I started and they finished it, but it's a Psalm 118 verse 24. And it says this, this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad today. So in the 3-minute drive we have from our house to this parking lot, I give them a self-leadership lesson, okay? Because I can't give them a music lesson. I can't give them a cooking lesson. I can't even give them a this is how you fix things lesson because I can't fix anything. I have to give them the only thing that I can give them, and this is how you lead yourself well. So I give them a self-leadership lesson after they quote that scripture. I said, the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made. And so I'm just giving them this lesson, and I'm giving it to you now. I say, God did what you couldn't. You couldn't create the day. God did what you couldn't. He created this day. He created this day. Now it's up to you to do something with it. God did what you couldn't, and now you have to do what he won't. Because God will not rejoice for you. God's not going to be glad for you. God's not going to do it for you. And I just tell them, girls, it is your choice to rejoice. Come on, say it with me. It is your, my kids, it is my choice to rejoice. And we're in the car. It's my choice to rejoice. It is your choice to rejoice. God's not going to make you rejoice in what he created. God did his part. Now it's up to you to do yours. What are you going to do with this thing that God has given you? And I said, what does it say? It says, let us rejoice and be glad today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. It is all about today. So what does that mean? That means I've got to hit the reset button every single day of my life. And today I have to make the decision to rejoice. Today I have to make the decision to be glad. Today I have to make that decision. And so I told my girls, we're going to have a great day. Why? And they're like, because we're going to make it great. I'm like, yeah, that's it. Ah! You know, it's just like a pep rally every morning. And so, like, the next day, I'm sitting at the table, and Ella comes and sits down, and we're talking, and she says, and Ella is my six-year-old, so she's just kind of getting introduced. She was, like, too young when this was happening before, so this is, like, her first experience with all that, you know. And she says, hey, Dad, she says, you know that thing that you taught us yesterday in the car? I was like, you know, I'm like, I wanted to see how much. I was like, oh, well, tell me about that. What are you talking about? I'm trying to see, and she's like, you know, that verse that we quoted about this is the day that the Lord has made, right? And that it is our choice that we have to rejoice. God's not going to do that for us. We have to do that ourselves. She's like, I think you should tell the church that on Sunday. So if you see Ella, tell her, he said it. He said it. But it just speaks to the importance of the necessity that God wired us for. As you read throughout scriptures, there's one thing that you see is that God says, you got to hit reset every single day. If you don't hit the reset button, if you don't live with the mindset of reset, you are going to carry things that you shouldn't carry that are going to hinder you on your race, and you're not going to be able to go to the places that I want to take you because you are holding on to things that I'm asking you to let go of. You've got to reset that every day. You've got to live with a reset mindset. You've got to live with the understanding that I'm going to have to continually adjust and fix my attitudes and my actions. Why? So that I can be who God has called me to be and I might do what God is calling me to do. And then we realize one thing's very simple. If I'm going to advance, that without adjusting, right, I won't be advancing. If I'm not making adjustments, I'm not going to advance. And so we have to realize that it's going to be a lifetime of making adjustments. Every day I'm making adjustments. Every week I'm making adjustments. And why am I making the adjustments? I'm making the adjustments because I want to advance into everything that God has for me. I want to advance into this abundant life. And we've said this is our year to advance. Well, if this is our year to advance, guess what? This is your season to adjust. If this is our year to advance, this is our time. This is my time. This is my season to adjust. Let me just give you three action steps as we close today. Three action steps to adjust your day. This is the reset mindset, like put into practice, okay? Three action steps that you can take to adjust your day. Number one is gratitude. Gratitude is an action step that you can take that will allow the reset mindset to become a regular thing in your life. Gratitude. And we've already looked at the verse in Psalm 118, right? It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad. Start with gratitude. Start with the fact that God was so good, he gave you one more day because he didn't have to. There was nothing you could do to create another day. There's nothing that me and you can do to create tomorrow. It's not possible. Either God creates tomorrow or we're not here tomorrow. So let God do what only he can do, but then why don't you do what he won't do? With gratitude, out of gratitude for what he created another day, let that gratitude drive you into action that says, God, you have given me this gift of another day. I'm going to do something with it. I'm going to choose. It's my choice to rejoice. Doesn't matter what situation I'm facing. Doesn't matter the trials that I'm going through right now. I still have a choice. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is around me, than he that is in this world. I have a choice because God has given me an internal promise of an abundant life that is not dependent on what is happening around me. So I can choose to rejoice in the midst of my trouble. I can choose it. It's my choice. I can choose that. It's my choice. Put yesterday behind you and just choose to be glad today. Have gratitude. Live with gratitude. Here's the second step that we can take, and that is praise. We looked at that a moment ago. He said, when David wrote and he said, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord. Once again, you don't just praise the Lord when you feel it. You praise the Lord because he deserves it. Right, you can do a little King David spiritual self talk. Hey soul, listen up. I know you're not feeling it right now. I know it's early in the morning. I know you didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I know there's a lot of pressures going on at work. I know your spouse just chewed you out. I know you forgot to do what you brought. I know all those things. Soul, listen. What we're gonna do? We are going to praise the Lord. And you know what else we're going to do? We're not going to stop there. We're going to remember his benefits. There's something about praise, and I've said this before, but there's something about praise that praise can bring you out of your haze. Because sometimes we live like in this, we're just frustrated, right? It's just frustrating, confused. Angst and worry, right? We can just live in this cloud. And what praise will begin to do, when you begin to praise God for who he is, and you begin to praise God for all that he has done, and you begin to praise God for what he's promised in the future, all of a sudden there gets clarity in the present, and you have strength for the present. And you say, how did that happen? It's because I began to praise God. And guess what? And as I began to praise him, what I did is I started remembering all his benefits. And so I stopped remembering all the bad and all the ugly and all the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and I started remembering his faithfulness and remembering his goodness and remembering his grace and remembering his unconditional love and remembering his promises to me and to my children, and I started remembering the right things. And how did you do that? Out of praise. Out of praise. I praise, and things started happening. I started remembering the right things. Like we say a lot here, right, that your attitude always follows your attention. So you have to ask yourself, what are you paying attention to? Are you paying attention to the problems? Are you paying attention to his promises? Right? What is getting your attention? What are you remembering and what are you forgetting? Right? Because if you're forgetting how good he is and you're forgetting the promises that he has for you about this abundant life, and listen, come on, this it's easy to do. That's why I'm talking about it. It's easy to forget. It's easy to cash it in August because March, April, May, June, and July didn't go the way you thought they were going to go. I mean, you started January and February, right? A lot of high hopes. Like, yeah, it's my year to advance, my year to advance, my year to advance. And then crap starts falling everywhere, and you're like, oh, my God, and maybe next year. You know, I think Pastor Philip missed it. It's 2023. That's going to be my year, right? And it because it got tough. Listen. We all need a reset right now. We all need a reset right now. And we have to ask, what are you remembering and what are you forgetting? If you're remembering the wrong things, your life is going to be moving in the wrong direction. So that's why David says, don't forget all his benefits. Don't forget his mercy. Don't forget his love. Don't forget the strength that will come through him so that you can soar like an eagle. Right? It comes out of our praise. Here's the third thing, third action step that we take, and that is to seek, right? That we would seek after God, that we would pray. Even in Jesus' prayer, we talked about it a moment ago when Jesus was teaching us to pray. He says, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, or holy is your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Give us today what we need. Listen, we need to pray for real bread. Sure, pray for our food. Yes, we need. But that's not all that Jesus was talking about. He's praying, I got to nourish my soul. I've got to nourish my mind, my thoughts. I've got to nourish myself. God, give me today what I need so that I can be nourished in every area of my life. See, after you've given God thanks and gratitude, and after you've given God praise, then go before him and seek him and pray and ask God for what it is that you need. Do you need peace? Ask God for peace. Do you need wisdom right now? Ask God for wisdom. Do you need patience right now? Ask God for patience. Do you need God to break through, to do something for you that you can't even do for yourself? Then ask God to do that for you. Seek after God. Pray and ask God to give you what you need. These are action steps, right? That help us reset. These are action steps that help us to adjust so that we might advance. And if you look at those three and you've been around here anytime, you're like, oh man, look, he did it again. It's GPS, right? Like that's he did it again. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get us all back on track. How do you get back on track with your Holy Spirit GPS system? How do you get back on track with the divine plan and purpose that God has for your life? How do you get back on track with what God has for you? How do you get back on track with advancing into abundance? How do you get back on track? Throw the graphic up there because I want us just to look at it. How do you get back on track when you've gone off track? Our regular reset graph. How do you get back on track? You just got distracted. You got discouraged. You took a detour. Maybe it was your own choice, or maybe it was something that happened, or somebody else did. You didn't have anything to do, but here we are. We're just off track. Listen, you don't have to keep going the wrong way. You don't have to cash it in and say, well, I guess 2022 wasn't my year. No, you can still make it to abundance. You can still reroute. But do you know how you're going to do it? You're going to do it with gratitude. Do you know how you're going to do it? You're going to do it with praise. You know how you're going to do it? You're going to do it when you begin to seek after God and ask him for what it is that you need. Stop trying to make it happen all on your own. That's how we get back on track with our Holy Spirit, God design plan, GPS. That's how we're going to get there. It's just action steps to make adjustment. Just an adjustment. I promise you. Now listen, I made a promise to you last week that if you say that declaration every day, we got magnets out there, you can get your magnet. If you say that declaration every day for 120 days, or excuse me, for 40 days, you say it three times a day, it's 120 times, your life will be completely different in 3 months. It'll be completely different. 40 days, it'll be completely different. And I'm telling you right now, this week will be different for you if you wake up every morning and the first thing you do is gratitude. The first place you go is you start thinking about all the things you're grateful for, and you start thanking God for every good thing in your life. And then out of that, you allow that gratitude to lead you to praise, to say, God, I praise you. I praise you. I might be in the middle of adversity. I might be in the middle of a painful season, but you find the good, you're grateful for the good, and then you start praising God. And as you start praising God, you start remembering who he is and all that he's done and all that he has promised you for your future. So now we're not just remembering the mistakes and the shame and the bad. Now we are remembering how good he is and what he has promised to us. And then we just start saying, God, I just seek you right now. God, I need heaven to come to earth right now. God, I need you to invade my space right now. God, there's some things that I need. God, I need you to give me peace, and I need you to give me strength, and I need you to give me joy, and I need you to come into this situation and do what you can do. God, I'm going to do what I can, but God, I need you to do what you can. God, I want to partner with you for breakthrough right now in my life. And you start seeking God, and what you will find is that you start adjusting your route. Go back, put it back up there for me. You start adjusting your route. And instead of just keeping on going, you're going to hang a left right there. And you're going to start moving back to the plan and the purpose that God has for you. And you're going to get back on track. And you can finish this year strong, moving into everything that God has in store for you. Simply because we said, you know, we're just going to get grateful. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise God. And on the bad mornings, because if you got kids, you understand what that means. If you got a bad morning, you tell your soul, you're not in charge. My kids spilling their orange juice and us leaving 2 minutes late, whatever. Listen to me. We're going to praise the Lord today. And we're going to remember all of his benefits. And today we're going to ask him for what it is that we need. We're going to engage with him in relationship and in conversation. And just that adjustment, that small adjustment will make all the difference. And it'll help you get back on track. And it'll take you where God wants to take you. Every Sunday, we close our service with a lead acrostic, because if we're going to advance in 2022, that means we've got to lead ourselves well. And so every Sunday we do, what do we learn? What do we evaluate? What are we applying? And then our D is always do it again. The lead for today, or the learn for today is this: a daily mindset reset will help shift my focus, which will ultimately help shape my future. This is why I'm telling you, it's so overlooked. It's not talked about a whole lot. But a mindset reset, what it will do is it will shift your focus. And by shifting your focus every single day, what it'll do is it will shape a different future. It will take you where you never even thought you could go, just by shifting your focus every single day. The evaluation is this: what in your life needs to be adjusted right now? What in your life needs to be adjusted? Every one of us have something that needs to be adjusted. What needs to be adjusted right now? What is taking you off course? The application is this: be intentional about taking action steps to adjust this week. Be intentional. Be intentional about your gratitude. Be intentional about your praise. Be intentional about your seeking God and asking for what you need. And listen, you don't have to be limited to a 5-minute time period in the morning time. You can do this all day. You can have a reset every hour on the hour. You can take 15 seconds and say, God, I'm so grateful for this. God, I praise you for who you are. I thank you for all you have done. Now, God, I'm asking you to come right now and give me. You can have a 30-second prayer every hour on the hour. You can set an alarm on your phone at noon, at 3, at 6 p.m., and you can just boom it all of those times and just put in your phone, mindset reset, so it pops up and you go, gratitude, praise. I got to get back on this GPS, man. I got to get back on track so I can get where I really want to go. And you can do that and just keep on doing it until it becomes a habit in your life. It doesn't just have to be in the morning. You know, it doesn't just have to be once a week on a Sunday when we come to church, a reset. No, no, no. It can be every morning, but it can be every hour. Reset as much as you need to reset to get where you want to go. I'm telling you, it's like the secret sauce. There's so much power in it. So much power in it. The reset mindset. You say, why is it secret sauce? Because throughout the word, this is how God says, it's how I created you. It's the secret sauce because it's how God created us. That we would connect with him every single day.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.